This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The coronavirus and how five states are being hit the hardest while others are seeing a real drop in cases. Also, what's going on in the Chauvin trial as we fly through week two and experts again agreeing that Chauvin used deadly force on George Floyd. So we'll have the latest on that trial. Plus, the president to unveil an executive action, in fact, six of them, to curb gun violence. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope wherever you are safe, sound, and perhaps starting to feel pretty optimistic about where we are in our lives. President Joe Biden, as I mentioned, is jumping on some executive actions, definitely focused on gun violence, as he's saying, following a string of mass shootings that shocked many in America. I shouldn't say shocked, but left many stunned once again. So there's been a lot of pressure to act on his campaign promise to tackle gun control. They are lining up on the other side as well. So the tug of war we constantly have in this country is set to once again take center stage. He'll announce the nomination of the director of Justice Department's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives as well. That's David Chipman. And while that is part of, I think, what the conversation overall is going to be, it certainly is about gun control. Chipman is an ATF veteran who serves as an advisor for the Gun Control Advocacy Group, named for former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords from Arizona, who survived that mass shooting in Tucson, Arizona, while she was a congresswoman. So this is direct action. Some of the other things that will be discussed include directing the Justice Department to issue a proposed rule within 60 days, they say, that makes clear a device marketed as what they call a stabilizing brace, which would effectively allow a pistol to operate as a short barrel rifle, is subject to the requirements of the National Firearms Act, which means background checks that are longer, etc. That's partly because the suspect behind the Boulder, Colorado grocery store shooting last month that left 10 people dead used one of those devices, which looks and operates like a rifle and even uses the same ammunition as an AR-15 weapon, and has been used in dozens of mass killings, but it just doesn't qualify as one under U.S. gun laws. So again, there's some really pointed measures in these executive actions specific to guns and background checks, etc. And some of the things that are being considered certainly are much tougher that are on the books now. A recent poll that was done by ABC Ipsos found that a majority of Americans, 57%, in fact, 57%, disapproved of the way Biden has handled gun violence as president among both Democrats and Republicans. Your thoughts? Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. The other sidebar to this is a very big one. It's $2 trillion in an infrastructure plan. That was another promise that Biden made along the campaign trail. Of course, this was also something that President Trump, the former president, was tackling. And will all of this flow through in looking at some of the worst, hardest hit places in the U.S. as far as bridges that really should almost be demolished and infrastructure that is just crumbling and desperately needs attention, highways that need to be fixed, etc. This is again, a big push and one that the former president was also trying to tackle. But the price tag is huge. And as with all legislation in this country, there are other parts of it that absolutely don't appeal to other members of the other party that the president's not a part of, the Republican Party, that they don't like, that's stuck in the middle of it. So will there be Republican support? It doesn't seem likely. And in the meantime, speaking of partisan or bipartisan, Senator Joe Manchin, who it seems like easily snapping up headlines right and left, this time is reiterating his opposition to eliminating the filibuster, dimming some hopes for changing the rule, because there was a push to just completely throw it out. So Manchin cautioned against ousting the voting procedure to keep the majority party from bypassing minority opinions in enacting legislation. He says the filibuster is a critical tool to protecting the input in our democratic form of government. That's why I've said it before and I'll say it again to remove any shred of doubt. There is no circumstance in which I will vote to eliminate or weaken the filibuster. He did an opinion piece in the Washington Post. He also said that he may oppose the use of the budget reconciliation process to pass legislation such as President Joe Biden is pushing for with the $2 trillion infrastructure plan. A key Senate official ruled earlier this week that Senate Democrats could use that process for more legislation. I mean, heading into what looked to be Joe Biden becoming president, this was something that was massively talked about, the fact that Vice President Kamala Harris would be able to break a tie vote. But remember, he would always have to have the Democrats lined up and not falling over to the other side, because if that happened, then there wouldn't be enough votes. And of course, it depends on what the issue is and what the policy is, etc. But one of the things Manchin said is that Senate Democrats have to avoid the temptation to abandon our Republican colleagues on important national issues. Hear, hear. Republicans, however, have a responsibility to stop saying no and participate in finding real compromise with Democrats. So you see where that goes, right? The seesaw goes up and the other side jumps off and it smashes to the ground. And it's pretty much what Manchin is saying, that, hey, Democrats, you know, we need to have input from Republicans, but then, hey, Republicans, you need to stop saying no. I don't see that happening. I see that this entire next 4 years is still going to be that tug of war that we continue to have in this country. You know, Arizona Senator Sinema is one of the few members of Manchin's party who shares his views. She's a Democrat out of Arizona. And Manchin's announcement is certainly at odds with other Democrats, including the president himself, because of, again, talking about the filibuster and talking about what would happen in the legislative process. All right, we're going to get to the heart of it, what's going on, the latest with coronavirus, the numbers, what's happening, the latest variant, which the most deadly one happens to be from the UK. That's on the flip side.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
One, two.
Vaccinated, the greater protection we have, not only for the individual, but for society in general. And that's the reason why we're putting such a big push in trying to get people to be convinced to get vaccinated. You know, we have this COVID-19 community core, which is getting trusted messengers, be they clergy, sports figures, athletic figures, people that the community trusts and look up to. We're getting information to them to be able to better articulate the need and the importance to get vaccinated.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, he was on the CBS Morning Show. 110 million people have been vaccinated. So what is that? 41.2% of the eligible population. That means 16 and older. Hold on to that 16 and older. That's significant. It equates to about 33.1% of the total population of the U.S., but that comes with the word that hospitals are now seeing more younger adults with severe symptoms, some of them dying from COVID-19, where they're 17, 18, etc. And now there is the question about how safe is this with schools, really? And what is this new variant doing? And the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said hospitals are absolutely seeing a scary rise in younger people that are coming in. And the B.1.1.7 variant has spread and now accounts for more than 16,000 cases across 52 areas, or jurisdictions, they call them, in the country. So younger adults can be super younger teenagers or also 30s and 40s, because they're kind of lumping that together. The data that they've collected, the CDC, is showing that it's happening as we're seeing that increase of all the variants, and that's of huge concern. Scientists are saying that the new variants of the coronavirus are more transmittable, and some of them may be more lethal as well. So Fauci, as I said, who was on lots of shows and was on the morning show, continued and talked about when he was asked, and he gets this every single time, because we want to know, when are we at this herd immunity? So how about it? When are we going to eventually get there?
We don't want people now, all of a sudden, to declare victory prematurely and then feed into what is a potential surge. What we are seeing, if you look at the numbers every day, we had that peak, we came down, we plateaued, and we got stuck there. Now we're starting to inch up, and several states have increases in cases as opposed to a leveling off and decreasing. We've got to hang in there and not completely pull back on several of the mitigation methods of public health, because if we do that, we're tempting another surge.
Yeah. All right, tempting another surge, and this is the big question. Is there really going to be a fourth wave? Are we going to encounter this? I mean, look, we're tired already where we are. We're incredibly weary, but that's, I think, the fear of many in public health that, whoa, all of a sudden, after seeing what happened at the Texas Rangers ballpark and people that were shoulder-to-shoulder unmasked, is there a letting down of whatever guard somebody has, and everybody's line is different. The one thing that they certainly have seen with these vaccination sites is, and in polling, et cetera, that one of the groups that is anti-vax, does not want to get a vaccine, is Republican men, that there are a lot of Republican men who are like, nah, not going to do it, don't want to roll up my sleeves. Certainly they're not the only ones. So this whole idea of what is the number, how do we get to herd immunity, we're far away from knowing exactly, even the thought of, okay, 80%. That's why I always say the number of people vaccinated who are eligible and then the total population, because what is it? And every week it kind of morphs in a few different directions. Part of that is because of those variants that we're seeing and how they're affecting different people. And how vital it is to, again, keep that guard up, which I totally concur with that. I'm for people's right to choose. I love living in the United States of America, right? Because we're all different. There's no doubt about that. And we get to voice our opinions. And I hate to have any opinions muzzled. But, boy, what we have seen in what we've been foisted into in the past year is relying on strangers, relying on statistics, relying on scientific data, relying on hardcore opinions that go against the grain in either direction. And now more than ever, we are still a polarized nation. Forget the politics of what happened in the last election. The really push and pull is quite simply over people's definition of what they think has happened with the pandemic, what they believe the vaccine is all about, and whether or not they feel that they have to or need to get this, even if they are a little bit reluctant. I think part of it also is hearing what's happened to some people, like some people who have had an adverse reaction. They're concerned about that second dose. So they have seen at some of these vax sites a massive drop off in the second shot. There is a study that's going on right now assessing allergic reactions to Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. And the NIH has said it started to look at why some people have suffered from those reactions. I had a very good friend who had that, who had a reaction to the Pfizer vax and then was advised not to get the second one by some because of that reaction, and is caught in that spot where, what does she do? And, oh, there might be enough antibodies, but they don't know yet, and has to now go to and allergists. So the NIH study is going to enroll 3,400 adults from 18 to 69 at up to 35 academic allergy research centers across the nation. So most of the rare severe allergic reactions to the vaccines have occurred in people with a history of allergies, but not all. Some people who did not have allergies or had mild allergies had some reactions. I think that has some people spooked as to, well, wait a second, do I want to get this? And then there's the news from the EU and the UK regulators that are saying there is a link between AstraZeneca, that vaccine, and blood clots, right? But then you look at the alternative and the things that have happened to people who haven't been able to get a shot that desperately wanted a shot and they didn't make it. And then you look at the long haulers, the people that say their symptoms have started to ease up after a while, but they're still dealing with the loss of taste, of smell, serious fatigue, and a whole host of other reactions to COVID and how their body bounced back. So we are definitely not out of the woods, because it may feel like it. I certainly feel like there's more optimism, and the vaccine, they're trying to find out more about the vaccine, because we do know, obviously, there's a lot that isn't known about it. That's why all these studies. But you look also as to what has happened in other parts of the world, like Brazil. I saw this one headline today, Brazil biological Fukushima. That's pretty scary. They say a new variant crops up every single week. And the government there is trying to downplay it, but they're almost surpassing the U.S., and they have, as far as daily numbers and how deadly it is, and that's frightening to me, right? I would not want to be in a biological Fukushima, and you all know what Fukushima was. So to me, spawning these super mutations and being at ground zero for that, of that awful plague, and surging past the 4,000 mark and hospitals at a breaking point where bodies are just being buried almost on top of each other, cemeteries with unmarked graves. What a human tragedy. Your thoughts coming up next as we hit the mailbag.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is expected to announce executive orders on Thursday on gun control, as well as make his selection to lead the ATF. Those orders are expected to focus on so-called ghost guns, those assembled from home-milled parts, and the publishing of red flag legislation for states to adopt. And the UK variant of the coronavirus is now the dominant strain in the United States, according to the CDC. Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Wednesday that the B.1.1.7 variant is now the most common being seen in new cases of COVID, with more than 16,000 confirmed cases. The more transmissible variant is also being blamed in part for an increase of cases over the last several weeks. But nearly half of those new cases are coming from certain hotspots. Florida, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania are accounting for about 40% of new cases over the last 7 days, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The primary causal factor for this traffic collision was driving at a speed unsafe for the road conditions and the inability to negotiate the curve of the roadway.
That's Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva giving an update on the cause of Tiger Woods' crash earlier this year. Villanueva continues.
Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour, and the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour. There were no citations issued, and there are no signs of impairment. I know there are some saying somehow he received a special or a preferential treatment of some kind. That is absolutely false. There was no signs of impairment. Our primary concern, once we obviously at the scene of the collision, was his safety.
Tigerless Masters begins in Augusta, Georgia on Thursday. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow ticking up 16 points to close at 33,446. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
What's stick in the mail, man?
Stick in the mail, man.
Yes, thank you very much. Always overwhelmed with the amount of email that we, or virtual mail, that we get each and every day. You can flip me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one I thought was nice from Kevin listening to us in Connecticut. Kate, you're my new find. During the pandemic, I've had hours all over the map. I tripped onto your show. I love it. I like those conversations you have with people in other countries about their books, giving voices to the unknown. Like it. Keep it up. You're entertaining me. All right. Thanks for that, Kevin. Yeah, that's the whole idea, right? Everybody has a story, as I say. What's yours? Everybody listening has a story. And I bet you there's some pretty interesting people out there, I know, because of the emails that I receive. And speaking of everybody has a story, Claire Cinnamon joins us in our next hour, and she's becoming a pretty hot romance writer. She's got this lead character, legions of fans, and now she has a trilogy, and I think she's got a big announcement coming up. But she has a ton of followers. People really, really like her story. It centers around a farm girl. But farms are different than what most people think. And we have an interesting discussion about that. So let's move to another one. This one is from Alex. And Alex says, Kate, you know, the looking at this Chauvin trial, I think it's pretty clear, and you had a great take on this the other day, and you were quoting other people about never have you seen so many police personnel from the chief on down flat out say that Chauvin was not following policy when he had his knee on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes, and that that use of force and the testimony from so many in the Minneapolis Police Department, you never ever see that, and that certainly shows you something. Yeah, prosecutors, good observation. Prosecutors have kind of moved away from eyewitness testimony to focusing, on the use of force, trying to show that Derek Chauvin's restraint was excessive and led to George Floyd's death. And that's the latest, very, very latest in the trial. And the defense, of course, is trying to get testimony suggesting officers were threatened and distanced by an unruly crowd and faced initial resistance from George Floyd and decided not to use a hobble restraint that would have tied his legs to his arms. The defense has argued that Floyd died as a result of the drugs in his system and underlying medical issues. But clearly, as this all lines up, it certainly is, I think, with the dramatic testimony of so many in the police force, is an academy and the police academy and training and all of that, I think it's lining up certainly in favor of the prosecution. Now you have a jury of your peers, and what does the jury decide once the entire case is presented and you have closing arguments, and you don't know what's going to happen there. And you had two forensic chemists who testified about finding the presence of meth and fentanyl and partial pills found in his Mercedes-Benz and the back of a police squad car. You had his girlfriend who said that they struggled because of pain they had. It was opioid problems that they had because of various pain, and that was the reason for that. So you still overwhelmingly look to what was said by the Minneapolis police, like the lieutenant, Mercil, who is a use of force expert, and showed the image of Chauvin with his knee, Derek Chauvin, the former police officer, with his knee on Floyd's neck, and told jurors the move was not a department-trained neck restraint. That's what you heard several times about the use of force. The use of force. So let's move to another one. This one is from Murphy, and Murphy says, Kate, new to this emailing party, I am looking at what's happening with the stimulus checks among my friends, and I have to say they're putting some of it back into the economy, and some of them are using it to invest. And you said it on your show, it doesn't take a lot to invest. People think for some reason you have to be a millionaire to multiply the money. It is true, money makes money, but there are ways to use even a little bits of money and see that multiply, although you have to be patient over time. How much stimulus do you think has already been received? Well, I can tell you the answer to that question. They actually, it's not a counter they have, but the IRS, it's easy to find that out. They say that about 156 million Americans have gotten a check, and then there was direct deposit, including Social Security beneficiaries and the what they call the plus up COVID pace, payments. So it's worth about $372 billion. And we still go back to that $1,400 per person. And most of it, a lot of it anyway, was direct deposit. People had direct deposit, and then there were certainly checks. So it's interesting to hear what people have done with their stimulus money. And so many, desperately needing it and using it for food and to pay rent or to pay a mortgage or whatever it might be. So that's a good thing if it gets you over the hump. I mean, that's key, right? Is what are you doing did you lose a job and then you had to re-rack something? I had a conversation with someone today who's coming up on the show in a couple of weeks, and he was young and educated and had, of course, had his job in the hospitality industry ripped away from him, and he found a job. He said, you know, you find a job where you can find a job, and he found a job. He said he liked it. AAA, and that was a great way to at least get him over the hump, and he was also starting something of his own. And you hear a lot of stories of that, where somebody's got what we call a side hustle, and then they have another job where they were able to swing into another job because there was so much job loss at the beginning of this. All right, let's go to this one. This is from Thomas, and Thomas says, hello, Kate. I am looking at getting a new phone. It seems like everybody constantly says iPhone, iPhone, iPhone. I mean, there's all kinds of smartphones. Are iPhones really just so much superior to everything else? I know you're not a phone expert, but it seems like anytime I ask any of my buds, that's it. Everybody has an iPhone, some version, and it's always about upgrading that phone. Certainly, they've got, Apple has a monopoly, and I'm wondering if you've used anything but the iPhone. Let me tell you, I had to be dragged, kicking and screaming into the whole iPhone world. But once I got my head around what the iPhone could do, and this was a long while ago, once I got my head wrapped around that, it was amazing to me, right? Because with the apps, et cetera, it was easy to maneuver. Now, other versions of the smartphone, I'm sure, have equally fabulous features. I'm no Lily trying to sell you something at AT&T that goes along with the iPhone, that service. So I just tell you my deal. But I hate the upgrading thing, and I hate the whole iOS deal, because then what happens is I like something, and then it has to be, all of a sudden, I have to do the iOS deal. They have to all these upgrades, and then I get the upgrade, and it changes the version of what I liked and knew how to maneuver and use. So you constantly have to keep on top of whatever it is. There's the bottom line. There's people that are listening to this show that are saying, who cares? But I think it is significant, because everything happens on that phone, like it or not, and it's going to just keep getting mobile phone. That's it. I mean, it's a walking computer. It's going to keep becoming bigger and bigger in our lives. It is. So, I mean, for everything that we do. You know, now people are just, can we send us your iPhone? You're paying for things completely that way. And especially with COVID, because of contactless payments. They already were pretty big, but just exploded even more. I mean, think about it. You do your banking there. You can do pay. So you have you've got your banking there. You can do your medical appointments that way. And most people, or most companies, are having you in some way go through that kind of a system. So I don't think there's a big way around it. I mean, you know, the flip phone is like ancient history. Although, wasn't it easy? The flip phone was easy, right? And you actually used it to call and then text. So you used it more for a phone. You were actually having more conversations. That would be a great survey to take. How much time do you actually use your iPhone or smartphone device to speak to another human being? Man cave. I'm opening the door. I'm opening it right now. Like we are angry that our love is hard and fine. Watching it grow. It doesn't turn me on. It grows my smile. You. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you?
So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
That is a very, very big and sensitive conversation that is happening. The White House is denying there was ever any whispers, sort of, about sanctioning a boycott, about really getting everybody on board for boycotting the Olympics because, and we're not talking about Tokyo, we're talking about China. And I think that in looking at the athletes, I said this the other day, it's incredibly hard on the athletes and puts them in such a precarious, you know, situation. But what are we doing when you look at the human rights? Is it let's band together and say, you know, why are we going to the Olympics with this country and what they're doing to their own people and other things that have happened in China? So February 4th through the 20th of 2022, do we really need to represent? So the U.S. State Department is walking back comments that somehow got loose from the idea of a Beijing Olympic boycott. And the games, I think, are certainly becoming a massive problem for the current administration because of the push-pull over, do you go and represent? Do you pull the the possible medal out of the hands of Americans, the athletes who have spent their whole lives trying to even get to that spot? Or do we look at the what's going on, and the fact is it's such a big platform in the sports world that dovetails into the political world, and I guess that's where the two roads meet. So you have human rights groups that are protesting China's hosting of the games that start in February, like I mentioned. They've urged a boycott or other measures to call attention to the accusations of Chinese abuses against the Tibetans and the people in Hong Kong, the residents of Hong Kong. That's just two groups. So the U.S. State Department suggesting an Olympic boycott was among the possibilities, but then they deny that that was even discussed. I have a feeling it was discussed somehow, but because of the sensitive nature of it, they're not letting that out. You know, like, no, we don't want to talk about it. Even Jen Psaki, who's the White House press secretary, said on Wednesday the White House is not looking at a boycott of the 2022 Olympics, saying, we have not discussed, we are not discussing any joint boycott with allies and partners. We're not doing it. We're not doing that at all. We would discourage Americans, however, from traveling to China, where at one point there were enough people across the country and hopefully around the world that would be vaccinated and could do it. So while Tokyo is dealing with what they're dealing with, like the torch relay is not going to run through the Osaka streets, and because of the rising COVID-19 cases, and it's another setback for the Tokyo organizers because of everything they had set up, and the Olympics are set to open in just over 100 days on July 23. Isn't that scary to say that? 100 days from now, it's going to be July 23rd. So they're dealing with everything that they have to deal with, you know, not having people there, and how do they keep the athletes safe, and what are the protocols, and fans from abroad, of course, are banned. How many local fans are going to be able to go? They haven't said yet at this point. Ticket sales were supposed to account for $800 million in revenue for the organizers, a large chunk, but small compared to the official bill for the Olympics of $15.4 billion, which guess where that falls on? The Japanese taxpayers. They got to pay for it, right? So here their medical systems are on the verge of collapse. They've got a spike in infections in Osaka, and the worry over that new variant, and that's leading to the spike because of how rapidly it spreads and what's happening with hospital beds. And then they're dealing with the Olympics. But that's different than jumping back to the Beijing Games and the human rights atrocities, and should we really go and represent in that mess? And I think it depends on, and I'm sure there are these conversations happening, what other people are doing, what other countries are doing. If all of our allies line up against going to the Olympics, would the U.S. go to the Olympics? And then you have to ask yourself, well, what countries are left to compete against if that happens? But I think other countries are waiting to see what the U.S. would do. For my money, I would say boycott. But I hate saying that as a sports fan and having interviewed so many Olympic athletes in my career, knowing the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into it, it is a sickening decision to make. I do believe that as of right now, there's not going to be a boycott anyway. It is interesting to have that conversation, and I do think it's happening absolutely behind the scenes. Thursday, the Masters opens up. Tiger Woods was excited. He won in 2019, and people remember the big hug of his young son when he won the tournament here in his 40s, but then that car accident in California has led to multiple surgeries, and no way, no how is he playing golf. And of course, then being cleared, as in a sense, because there was an investigation into the accident that he had, where I have said this many times, I don't know how he walked away from that SUV that he was in, but he was going at an excessive speed according to the information from the investigation of the crash. The sheriff said he was going 83 miles an hour in a 45 mile per hour zone at the time of that crash. And again, so lucky to be pulled from it, but no way can he play golf. So it is going to be a Tigerless Masters, which so many people, we build up our heroes, then we tear them down, then we build them up again. And a lot of people were pulling for Tiger Woods, but the severe leg injuries, yeah, no way. So 15-time major champ is going to have to wait for another opportunity, if there is one, to go back and win another Masters. And there might be, you know, we'll see what happens. So we go from the Masters, the Olympics, and Tiger Woods to business as usual or not when it comes to the great game of baseball. I think people are itching to get back to ballparks, and ballparks are opening in smaller capacities, except for the Rangers opening day, where they opened wide and had 38,000 in the stands, even though everybody had to wear a mask to get in. And there were people wearing masks. There were certainly plenty that weren't as well. The game goes on, and there were some interesting games, like the Reds smashing the Pirates to pick up their fifth win. 11-4 was the final in that. You also had the Twinkies, the Twins, getting by the Tigers. That's an interesting rivalry. 3-2. The final there was being played in Detroit. The Red Sox hosting the Rays, and they picked up their third win, beating them 9-2. And the Cubbies, the team that people either, I shouldn't say love to hate, the team that still has that iconic Wrigley Field, and just like Fenway in Boston, I don't know how you ever get rid of those great houses of baseball for something new, bigger and better and whatever. But it took 10 innings, and the Brewers beat the Cubs 4-2. I think one of the more interesting games was the A's rallying to beat the Dodgers 4-3 in 10 innings for their first win of the season. Mitch Moreland smashed an RBI single with one out in the 10th inning. Those are always exciting finishes, especially when you haven't won anything and you have the home crowd. So that 4-3 win was very big. We're out of the man cave, and we're out of this hour. Thanks for listening.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.